The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello, or should I say hola? I hope you have had a good day so far. Thank you so much for listening into today's podcast on tortillas. As suggested by the title, my goal of this podcast is to encourage you to get this bread, whether you have tried it or not, at the end of every episode. Tortilla is one of the most well-known types of bread from Latin America. It is a staple of Mexican cuisine and is made from corn, a native crop to the area. There are two types of tortillas you can find in stores today: flour tortillas and corn tortillas. Corn tortillas resemble more of the traditional tortillas made by Mayans and Aztecs. The exact date of origination of tortillas is unknown, but myths state that the Mayans received the tortilla as a gift from a peasant to the king in roughly 10,000 BCE. The actual dough of the corn tortilla is made of corn or maize, as it's referred to, but the kernels of the corn are boiled in water before being milled and made into a paste that forms the tortilla. That process of the corn being boiled is referred to as nixtamalization. I know, a big scientific word. But what's special about the process is that an alkaline, usually lime juice, is used to soften the maize kernels. Once the kernels achieve the right softness, they sit and steep in the limey water for anywhere between 1 hour to over 12 hours. They are then washed off and grind to create this sort of corn mash, you might call it. At this point, rather than being referred to as maize, the formed dough is now called masa, which simply translates to dough in English. Balls of dough are then placed in a tool with the very clever name of a tortilla press. And just like the name suggests, the tortillas are shaped into their flat and round discs. The flattened masa is then placed on an iron griddle, known as a comal, and cooked for about 30 seconds each side. Just like pita and chapati, tortillas will puff up during the baking process and create the whoopee cushion shape, as I like to call it. One of my favorite shows on Netflix is called Chef's Table. I've always been fascinated by food, and this show demonstrates the different lives of chefs and masters of specific cuisines from places around the world. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend watching it. But one of the episodes discusses a Mexican cook that creates food just like her ancestors from the Mayan culture. The cinematography of the docuseries is amazing, but what struck me the most was how closely most Mexican dishes and cuisines today resemble previous generations. Even with technological advancements, tortillas are still being made by pressing the dough between two stones and are often hand-done and cooked by a human. In comparison, flour tortillas use flour, obviously, water, salt, and sometimes lard, which is rendered fat from a pig. Lard is a super common type of fat in Mexico, because when a pig was killed and its meat was used, they would want to use all of the pig because of how nutritious and filling the meat was. Lard is used in a very similar way to shortening or oil, yet it contains so much more flavor. When used in flour tortillas, it softens the dough, creates more air, and gives it a richer flavor and texture. The preparation and cooking process are identical between flour and corn tortillas. After the dough of the flour tortilla is formed, it's separated and placed onto the tortilla press, then cooked on the comal. Just like chapati, the tortilla is used as a balancer on the plate to counter a lot of the spicier dishes from Mexican cuisines. The durability of tortillas is also what makes them widely used, as it is able to withstand the juices from the meat products and fillings for tacos or burritos, or whatever dish you decide to make with them. That juice is what makes the tacos and burritos so much better because of how it coats all of the other ingredients and toppings. Oh my gosh, all of this talk about Mexican food is making me want it right now. Usually, tortillas are filled with salsa, meat, or cheese, but can hold a variety of different food products and toppings. Corn tortillas tend to be more durable than flour tortillas because of the absence of fat. The lard, while enhancing the flavor of the flour tortilla, softens and weakens the structure of the dough. Depending on the juiciness of the dish being prepared, flour or corn tortillas are made to accompany them. For example, mole de pollo, or pollo con mole, is a stew like meat that requires a more durable shell and would therefore use a corn tortilla. When eating foods with a tortilla, it is recommended that you tilt your head to the tortilla rather than tilting the tortilla to you, so that all of the juices and beef and toppings aren't falling out the backside. Tacos and burritos are both eaten with your hands, but dishes like enchiladas and chilaquiles are eaten with utensils. Unlike American dinner times, Mexicans tend to eat the last meal of the day between 7 and 9 p.m. The biggest meal of the day is normally lunch in Mexico, so the dinner, or cena, is more of a light snack to tide you over until the next day. While most dishes using tortillas are savory, there is a sweet dish called buñuelos that is a fried tortilla rolled in cinnamon and sugar after cooking. Tortillas are such a universal food used in many different dishes throughout Mexican cuisine. As you might have guessed, it is now time for fun fact 5. The first fun fact is that the word tortilla comes from the word torta, which means round cake. Very fitting for the description of tortilla, I think. Fun fact number 2 is that on average, a family of 4 in Mexico eats around 2 pounds of tortillas every single day. I don't think I even consume something that much every day. If you do the math, that means that they consume about 730 pounds of tortillas per year, which equals about 183 pounds per person. Imagine eating your weight in tortillas. That's pretty much what they do every year. The third fun fact is that tortilla chips and salsa are actually the official state snack of Texas. Because of its location, lots of immigrants from Mexico reside in Texas and have taken their cuisines with them to the new country and spread the popularity of the dishes. Tortilla chips are simply cut up fried tortillas and are very widely used to eat salsa or make nachos. Number 4 is that there are actually 3 different types of maize common in Mexico. There is white maize, yellow, and blue. The blue maize turns the food it is put in blue, although it is more of a bluish purple when the kernels are on the cob. There are also many different types of tortillas that combine different crops native to different regions of Mexico. Nopal tortillas use cacti in the dough as it is blended and liquefied, then added to the masa. Hoja Santa tortillas use a popular pepper leaf to add more of a herbal flavor and aroma to the dough. And the last fun fact on tortillas is a big one, no pun intended. A UK restaurant chain called Brewer's Fair made the Guinness World Record for largest tortilla chip in 2012. I'll give you a second to guess how big you think it is, and then I'll blow your mind. Okay, ready? It was 110 pounds and 32 square feet big and took over 50 hours to make. It's crazy. It is also 10,000 times the size of a regular tortilla chip. I know, kind of insane. And just like every episode, the following are recipes for corn and flour tortillas that you can make right in your kitchen. The recipe for corn tortillas is taken from New York Times Cooking, and the flour tortillas are a recipe from Half Baked Harvest, although you can use any other recipe you find for each tortilla. To make corn tortillas, combine 1.5 cups of masa harina and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Then stir in 2 tablespoons of either oil, lard, or butter. Slowly stream in 1 cup of hot water, mixing with either your hands or a wooden spoon until it forms a ball. Knead dough on a flat surface until all the ingredients are mixed in and the dough becomes elastic and smooth. Cover in plastic wrap, then let sit and rest for at least 30 minutes. Divide the dough into 12 to 16 equal pieces, then press between 2 baking sheets, a tortilla press, or use a rolling pin to flatten. Key tip, if you place the dough between plastic wrap, it makes it so that the dough doesn't stick to any of your materials, and the cleanup is a lot easier. Make them approximately 4 to 6 inches in diameter. Place each uncooked tortilla on a heated skillet and cook for about 45 seconds until you see brown spots appearing on the side closest to the heat. Then flip the tortilla and repeat on the other side. Repeat with all of the divided dough, then enjoy. For flour tortillas, start by combining 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1.5 teaspoons of salt in a bowl. Add in 5 tablespoons of butter, then stream in 1 cup of hot water, the same way you did in the corn tortilla. Combine until the dough comes together, then knead until smooth. Cover and let the dough rest for 10 minutes. Divide the dough into 12 to 14 equal pieces, roll into spheres, then press the tortilla in a tortilla press or roll out with a rolling pin. Add a little bit of olive oil to a heated skillet. Place a disc on the skillet and cook for 30 to 60 seconds until you see those aforementioned brown spots appear. Then flip to cook on the other side. Serve however you choose, whether tacos, enchiladas, or quesadillas, and enjoy! That is all for today's episode on tortillas. I hope you have enjoyed learning about the delicious round cake from the country of Mexico. In the next episode, we'll be staying in the Americas, but you'll have to wait to hear what it is. As always, make sure you get this bread, literally and metaphorically. DJ Flower Power out.